Good evening, dear listeners. Good evening. How are you doing? And welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. It's right time to thank Dwight and Helmut with their home run program. Now the mic is in my hand, David Shombe. And we are here until the hour of 1900 hours. And yeah, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, good evening. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. It's a Friday before the real Monday. But yeah, this is a platform where we discuss business, economics, policy issues, domestic and international affairs. It's also a platform where we analyze decisions, business decision, political decision, which affect our bread and butter issue. And it's a discussion platform. It's not only a platform which is which the conversation is directed on one side, but it's a platform where we encourage deep conversation, thought-provoking questions, and also contribution, especially when it's coming to building of our country, it's coming to advancing of our country, because we are saying as long as Namibia is not at the standard where the first world countries are, we will never stop speaking and also contributing, try to look at where the loopholes are and also try to find the better mechanism or better, ways on how to make sure that we contribute positively to the advancement of our country. And not only in terms of infrastructure, as we are always saying, we are trying to make sure that the conversations is on total development at all front, where whether it's infrastructure, whether it's financial, and the most importantly, human development. And yeah, after every conversation that we bring about, we always make sure that we open up the line. We open up the line so that those who can contribute can air their opinion, they can air their view, because we are of this understanding to say, for us to move forward, we don't necessarily need to be on one side, and we don't necessarily need to speak on one or with one voice, because if you are at a platform which is trying to find a better way on advancing the country, it is not about comrades, patriots, or fighters. It's about how you structure your argument. It's about how you structure your point, so that you can indicate to a person that we can be on one side, but the things that you are trying to do, they are practically impossible, or they are going to take us a long way to achieve our national objective. Disagree to disagree, so that we can find a better way on how to advance our country. And yeah, and this is also the platform that we don't only look at what's happening within the country. We analyze issues such as, foreign policy issues. We look at global reports such as World Bank, African Development Bank, Africa Import and Export Banks, and other institutions also, and how they are affecting our economy. We also look at financial institutions, and also trying to see where we are standing, particularly in Namibia, financial system. Is it capable? Is it resilient? Is Bank of Namibia always saying, is it protecting us? And where are we standing? So today, like any other day, this evening, we have a conversation, we have a topic which is coming on the way. However, for now, like we are always doing, it's always very important to make sure that you are familiar with our platform. It's also very important to make sure that you connect with us, so that if you want to understand developmental issues of spot, issues of economic priorities, issues of investment, issues of food securities, and also everything which is related to bread and butter issue, it's always very important to make sure that you connect with us, Eagle FM Namibia. Connect with us on Facebook, like our page, share our page, connect with us on X, LinkedIn, and indeed Instagram, and other social media platforms. because when you follow us and like our page, those who follow you will be able to follow us. Then they will be lucky people also. Then they will get relevant, free, economic development and information which are concerned with bread and butter. And the other thing, we also have our e-paper. That is the Villager newspaper. It's an e-paper which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And that is, of course, where you'll be able also to read economic updates, economic stories. You'll be able to read about opinions from the experts, researchers, and also other opportunities. That's why I'm always saying, if you are an economist, if you are a student of political science, student of governance, student of management, a researcher, you study international relation, international law, you studied agriculture, food security. So it's very important to make sure that, you know, you get access to the Villager newspaper. So we're going to a commercial break, then we can come to you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic segment. Like we are always saying, connect with us on our social media platform, download the Villager newspaper, and also make sure that you download the Eagle FM app. We have an app that is that you can access wherever you are in Namibia, whether you are in Singapore, you are in Kyiv, you are in Tel Aviv, Tehran, New York, wherever you find yourself, you'll be able to connect with us. And the good thing about our app is that Eagle FM app, you can access it. Programs which are on air, and also the open archive, which is podcast, because, you know, after when you find yourself in a situation where you are not able to listen to the program that time, don't scratch your head. There is a backup for you. That is a podcast that you can be able to go back and look at previous programs. And the other thing also, we have Imba app. That is a simplification of hymn book that you can access. Download it, go to Play Store, you download it, then when you download it, you'll be able now to sing along, whether you are a pastor, whether you are an ordinary citizen who attend either church, graduation. And the interesting thing about Imba is in Oshwambo, English, Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So, let's go to a commercial break, then we see what is on the table today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. IMPA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. And the topic for today, we are going to look at the cost and sustainability of subsidies. The cost and sustainability of subsidies. And what do they mean in our economic development? Are we moving where we are supposed to be? Are we moving at the pace where we are supposed to be at? And what is very interesting is that on Sunday, our current administration and Their Excellency Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah are going to reach 100 days in the office. She is going to reach 100 days in the office. And political analysts, the researchers, they are always using that lens of analysis. Every new president who come in, there is always a point of analysis to say, what have you done in the first 100 days in the office? Did you set a tone? Did you set a standard? And how is your administration? It's not too early. We still have one more day before that 100 days of the office. And we'll look at some of the achievement and challenges and all those things. But what we are looking at today is the cost of subsidizing, and what is subsidizing, and what is when a government have subsidized certain commodity, what does it mean, and what does it mean to the Namibian economy in particular? Because the conversation for today is going to be connected to what we have been talking about, especially when we have been talking about the price of oil. We are talking about the change in the global global market. We talk about the impact of trade war. Imposition of tariffs, the global competition in terms of tariffs. Then we are also speaking about the war between Israel and Iran, which impact the trade market, especially the oil price. Now, what have happened is that countries, government, corporations have always strategies in place to say, if I'm hit by the external force, this is how I'm going to survive. If I'm hit by the external force, this is how I'm going to survive. Now, it is very important to understand that in a well-established financial system, government and also private sector, they always have a backup plan to sustain themselves, to protect their economy, and also to protect people within, that economy. That is very good. That is very good. But when we need to understand also this, to say, if any small movement, there is a reaction, it means that there is something wrong with you. It means that there is something that we need to work on. Because what is very interesting is that people were very happy, especially today, when the Ministry of Industry, Mines and Energy has indicated that although the price of oil increased in the global market due to trade war, impact of global logistic and all those things, the Namibian people are not going to pay for that, or the price of oil is going to remain. That is a very good thing. The price of oil is going to remain the same. However, somebody has to pay for that. And who is that somebody? That is, of course, the government, because they have energy fund. That is where they put some money and to assist in times of energy crisis. That is a very good thing. But go back to history. Look at what happened last year. They did so. This is subsidizing of every move in the global market, which affect the oil price. Now, it's not only that. The question that you need to ask yourself is that this money is used at this time. It has been used last year. It has been used previous years. The government has always been trying. We are always on defensive. Imagine you are entering a match. You are a developing world. You are entering in the game of, in a global economy, in the game of global economy. You have all your players in the field, but you are just on defensive. You are just playing defensive. When you look at our economy, we are not attacking. We are just on defensive. When you look at what have happened at, let me take you back. Maybe there are also those who want to enter the conversation. To simplify it in simple terms is that, when you talk about subsidies, or when you talk about subsidization, is when a government realizes that the people within the country are not able to afford a certain commodity, then they pay either half of it or a certain percentage to make sure that that price is maintained or that price is not increased. It happened at some food. It also happened at, some fertilizers to subsidize farmers. But it happened at a larger scale where the government is playing a defensive mode to protect and shield the people, because it understands that what's happening around is very dangerous and can impact how people live. Now, put this on the scale. You enter a match and you have been on defensive mode and you are not changing the strategy. Let's go to bailing out again. Subsidizing and bailing out, they share certain similarities. Because in a situation where a government realizes that it has a company which is not performing or is making a loss, for you to keep that company operational, you have to pump in money. Yeah, then the question that you're asking yourself is that, where is this money coming from? Where is this money coming from? Was this money not supposed to be used somewhere? And for those of you who have been talking about Namibia is coming back, which I don't think is practically possible. Yes, it must come back for a legacy, but how much are we expected to lose again? Because if you go back to the records, Namibia have been bailed out for around 9 billion. Over 10 years, if you put that on the scale. It has been bailed out because it was not making profit. Most of the money was going to salaries. Not well marketed, and it became unsustainable. It became milking the government. It became unsustainable. A lot of people, when a new administration came to power, a lot of politicians were saying, Namibia is coming back. Let's wait and see. Then the question that you're asking yourself, yes, you have money. It's an economic strategy to save your institution and also save your people. But the question that we need to ask ourselves, why do we always, why are we always trying to fix the outcome, or maybe try to fix problems, instead of going to the root cause of those problems? Because it's one thing to understand that fixing a problem temporarily doesn't mean that it's going away. Fixing a problem temporarily doesn't mean that it's going away. But when you go back and when you dig deep, and you'll be able to realize that what is the root cause. And imagine we are already at this juncture. We have a lot of problems, you know, on our plate as a country. Then, yes, we subsidize. It's a good thing. But do you have a long-term plan on how you are going to sort out this thing of oil? Do you have a long-term plan? And the question that somebody may want to know, the question that you're asking yourself is that, you know, when you look at oil, we are always going to continue talking about Angola because we don't know what happened there. We're always going to continue talking about Angola. Angola gave you an offer. You wait until that offer lapses. Then countries who do not touch, like Zambia, decided to say, they have seen an opportunity, then they grab it with both hands. I know, let's buy 26% stakes in Benguela refinery plant, and let us look ahead. But if you ask somebody in government, what is the long-term strategy on dealing with the oil price for you not to continue subsidizing and save those money for something else, or maybe maintaining them for a difficult situation? Because imagine that war is not, we know we are connected by, you know, with the whole globe in terms of international trade, but that war is not even here in Africa, and you are already feeling the pain, and you are already on defense mode. When are we going to attack economically? That's a question that we need to ask ourselves. And the other thing also, that we need to look at is what have happened. Yes, maybe it's going to work out in terms of electricity. We have seen few projects coming about, but when you go back, when you trace back, like what happened last year when NAMPA was proposing a back tariff increment of 8%, when then the government decided to say, no, wait, we have around 300 million. Just let us assist these people. Then a lot of people thought, no, was it a political decision? It was time of elections and all those things and all those things. We can argue differently, but the fact that you are not going to change is that we are on defensive mode in terms of key commodities or in terms of key, you know, resources. We are on defensive mode. Then you must do something about it. Then this year again, the government decided to put up some money and also just to assist. However, the electricity price continue increasing. Then we are number one in SADC region in terms of electricity price. Go and check. Go and do your own research. Then you see. Now, you may be interested in, in research and also try to find better ways on how countries decided to move themselves to a certain level. Go and look at history of developed countries. We don't want to go to Singapore and China. Look at other countries who are a good example, who maintain certain level of development. Look at Mauritius. Look at a little bit of Egypt, how they dealt with their issues, and how they have also worked out the issues of power and also issues of oil. Now, you know, I'm always telling people this to say, as long as we continue to operate at the level where our administration have been operating for the past years, as long as we are continue operating at that, we are going to have little change. We are going to move in a circle unless we come up with bold and clear strategies. Bold and clear strategies on how to save our economy. Because if we don't do that, it's not going to work out, because you are already at a very difficult situation. Because when you look at, just in general, look at our national budget where it's standing. There's not much difference. Yes, there's not much difference from last year's budget. Yeah, six billion it can look like a lot of money, but there's not much difference in terms of that. Little is put in innovation, and there's a lot of things that we need to look at. And on top of that, what is very interesting is also, I don't want to go to national debts because I don't want to sound negative, but today let us look at subsidizing. Let us look at subsidizing. Why are we economically on defensive mode? Or every day is just time for economic war. Why are we always on defensive mode? And what is a better time for us to attack economically? And seize those opportunities, because you must be concerned when the government is saying yes, there is a global crisis, oil prices have increased, then yes, we are going to protect you, then who is going to pay for that money, and what is the long term impact? Is it sustainable? Because we have been subsidizing for maybe for the past 5 years. Why are we on defensive and why those questions of where is our oil is not coming out, to say no, where is our oil, where are we standing now, why are those questions are not coming out? So dear listeners, this is not it's not a one-sided conversation. It's also a conversation that want to hear from you. It's also a conversation that want to understand what you think about a situation. What is your counter argument? And also, how we can move? Because why we are bringing up this conversation, you must get us right to say the conversation is being brought on the table on the ground that we want something to be done, on the ground that we want different ideas, because before you practically apply a certain, plan, you need to discuss about it. You need to analyze it, and you need to find better ways on doing things. And, us being at this platform, talking about business and economic segment, talking about our economy being on defensive mode, it's not something that we are happy about. It's not really something that we are happy about. It's something that we need to do something about. Yes, I'm not saying subsidization is not a problem. I'm saying continuation of subsidization without coming up with a better plan on how to protect your economy is not going to, it's not sustainable at all. It's not sustainable at all, because if you look at, let's go to a commercial break, then we can come back. However, you can still engage us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401, so you can air your view, you can give your contribution. Now we understand it's a Friday. It's a Friday. It's the last Friday of the month. And, a lot of people are out. But it's always very important when you are out there, look at the conversation, look at the content of the conversation, and also see the relevance of this conversation. If the conversation is not relevant, it must be short. And, maybe it must also be online. But yeah, let's go to a commercial break. Then we can continue with business and economic segment. We have around 19 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. And yeah, stay tuned.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give Explain that to somebody who does not have capacity to build. Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. IMPA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Ipuranenge no wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njika. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ujendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora itatuimwe bari heari nola natu heari bari no heari. Ileko derewa mura hetatu natu bari o hetatu watatu oma filane Eagle FM. The eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. Today we are looking at the sustainability of subsidization. When you talk about the sustainability of subsidization, we look at is it long-term beneficial for the government to always be in an economic defensive mode to protect us. Let's go to a commercial break.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Vintook Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Vintook Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Vintook Beer, and you could win. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Want to know about...
Yes. Why are we always on economic defensive mode? You know, you ask yourself this. If the government was not throwing money on shielding us, we could be in a lot of problems. We understand it's their job. Imagine thing like this, you know, without subsidization. How much would be the cost of electricity in Namibia without subsidization? Look at this. Because what was being proposed by NamPower and where we are now, and we are still complaining. Because when you ask the bourgeoisie, one of the means of production that I'm paying electricity and I'm only having this much of units, say no, you are safe. Imagine the electricity that we are buying today. We are protected, we are safe, somebody assisted us to come to that point. Imagine if it was not that, where would we be? The price of oil is already up. But there's a shield on top of that. Another question that you're asking yourself is that, how are we going to make more money? How are we going to open up opportunities? How are we going to fulfill what is on government priorities, which is indeed part of SWAPO manifesto? Take that document Look at it, how beautiful it is, well drafted. Look at the economy where we are, and look at how much is budgeted. Look at the national debts. Then you also look at the BON proposed borrowing strategy. Then you look at what is expected. You look at what is expected for Namibia to do by international institutions such as Financial Action Task Force. Then think about progress. Look at young people who are not being absorbed by the market by various reasons. And make your conclusion. Then through analyzing those things, because there are a lot of factors which are connected to how we must move and how we must advance. And also ask yourself this question: what is a long-term solution to this thing of oil price continue to increase? What is a long-term solution? What is wrong with Angolan oil? Why can't we invest in that? Because that is long-term. Yes, green energy is a very good thing. Green energy is a very good thing. Green hydrogen is a very good thing. Projects are practically in place. But you still have a lot of questions. Still a lot of questions. For how long for us to see impact? Can we invest in nuclear energy? Positive use of nuclear energy. If I have to make that right. Because we have resources that we are not using. Why can't you do that? Because number one is that one analyst indicated that some of or most of African leaders or most of African individuals who are in charge of directing priority areas not necessarily interested in planning about something that they are not going to benefit from. Growing a tree that you are not going to that you're not going to go for shelter. Which is wrong. Because had it been the case, we could already have maybe half constructed nuclear plant. We could already have that. And if you want to argue with me, look at what have happened 2023. What happened in 2023 when this thing of oil discovery and issues of machines and everything started coming about, what the government proposed, and what those responsible persons were saying, because they were saying, no, these things are very expensive for us to benefit. You can even get just that 5%, so the thing can be done. Then you're asking yourself to say, no, what are you guys doing? Come, hold on, what are you doing? If you don't have resources and machines, why can't you invest in a long-term thing? Why can't you invest in a long-term thing? Because that is going to be sustainable. Then all of a sudden, it's a little bit of silent. We are still waiting for the voices about oil. We have seen Dangote around these days, and I just hope he has a big plan for us, because that guy does not come to your house just to say hi to you. He means business when he come to you. And let's hope that is going to be what it ought to be. And let's see, because this thing of subsidizing, being shielded every day without having another plan is not good. It's not good at all. It's showing that we are not economically on point, and we are not able to, and we are also not able to build our own institutions. We are also not able to form strategic alliance in terms of energy, and a lot of questions also. Our ability and capabilities. We may have leaders with good intentions, but if you are not contributing to that, to those conversations, I'm telling you, we are not going to move. Yes, for those of you who are coming on the radio, we are on business and economic segment. Today we are talking about sustainability of subsidization, particularly in terms of oil and also electricity? What is the long-term impact of subsidization? And what are some of the examples that we need to look at, and how can we find better ways on doing things? Because when you look at what have been happening, money have been used to shield and protect institutions with the hope that this institution can also learn something. Because there have been a lot of arguments, especially about the disappearance of Air Namibia. People were talking about, no, there's corruption. No, the thing is not profitable. It's milking the government money. It's not profitable. The thing is not profitable. The government has been pumping in money. Records are saying around 9 billion there. Just to make it, make it breathe. But all those years, people are not saying, let us come up with a reverse strategy on how to do this thing. All of a sudden, the subsidization or the bailing out did not bring any fruit. So, political statements were made to say, no, we must have enemy. Where is it that conversation? We want that conversation. No, Namibia must come back. We want that conversation. We are asking that conversation, not really because we want to say we want to prove people wrong. We just want to see to say, if it's coming back, yes, it's good for a country to have Namibia. I mean, to have airline. It's also very important. It's also very crucial for the country to have an airline which is sustainable, which is profitable, not just for the sake of having it. Because we have a lot of things that we need to take care of. Because if it requires us to use another airline or using a bus other than an airline which is milking us, let's find that way. But if it's coming back, is it coming back with a better plan? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. Why other countries, which we are ahead of in terms of our economic development, in terms of our economic development, in terms of GDP growth or GDP per capita, why do they have their airlines? What can we learn from them? Were they also bailing them out? Because this thing is something which we need to ask ourselves to say, maybe there is something that we are not doing right. Maybe there is something that we must learn from countries like Zimbabwe, where they still have their airline, but they suffered heavily in terms of economic blows, sanctions, political unrest, but they are still finding their balance in this global competitive world. It's not correct at all to buy shields instead of buying spears. Because you are going to war, don't just buy shields, because shields are just going to protect you, but they are not going to make you advance. If you understand what I'm trying to say. Because this economic instability is not going to end soon. It's not the economic instability in a global scale is not going to end soon. And we are going to blame everybody. No, it's COVID-19. It's 2008 economic depression, it's war here and there, it's drought. Until we are 55 years old, then we are grand pass, and the country is not yet on point. Why are we where we are, and what can we do differently to get ahead? What can we do differently to change how things are? Yeah, I'm not angry about the oil price increase, because I also do not have money to sustain myself. Yes, thank you, but what's the long-term strategy? Because if this thing continues being like that, some national priorities are going to be compromised to defend ourselves, because it's always economic defense. It's always on defense mode. Namibia could have gone a long time ago, then we could have something else, or it could have been saved through a reverse strategy. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We are interrogating matters of economic concern we are looking at a long-term or the sustainability of subsidization. Is subsidizing a certain commodity for many years sustainable? Or what is the impact of this to the economy? That is oil. We also touch a little bit of on energy, particularly electricity, and using money as a shield to protect the legacy instead of coming up with a plan. So it's now a right time to look at what we can do, especially as young Namibians. No, it's not always about government. As young Namibians, what can we do to make sure that at least these things is not happening? How can we protect our economy? What are some of the better ways to strengthen our financial system? Because there's something which is very interesting which happened yesterday. I don't want to enter there because we're just trying to recover our financial system because we are given until May to remove ourselves from that grey listing. Then something happened, like a certain individual won a case against BON. Then you realize that they're saying it could be that we are going to stay for a long time if we are not in this grey listing by financial task force, if we are not doing what they want us to do. And there's just a lot of things to think about. How can we improve on this? Because it's not always good about blaming and also pointing fingers. It's also very good to make sure that, you know, we sit on the table, then we think for our country. Because those little actions that are happening will impact the long-term developmental agenda of this country. And dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And we have around 2 seconds or a few seconds before we give the mic to Uncle Fly and Kapateka Toka with the Mtumwa program. And have a beautiful Friday. Take care of yourself. And till next time, same time, same place. And bye-bye.